Hi, this is Kenny Kyler, County Commissioner, District 2, elected by Finksburg, Hampstead, and Manchester. Been 21 months on the job, completed 2 budgets and a few other things. I love Carroll County and need your input. Please call me at 443-986-1458 or email me at kkyler@carrollcountymd.gov. We do these monthly podcasts, and in future podcasts, I'd love to include other people. Please contact me if you're interested in coming. You can do 5 minutes. We can make it a discussion, and I'll do one again in about 5 weeks. The budget process for this fiscal year is complete, but we're always working on budget. We've been discussing details of each department's budget, and we're constantly approving spending grants and changes within the budget. A good example is the BOE budget. They come before us when they need to do transfers or modify things. And we've already started talking about next year. I'm personally not real happy with how we ended our budget. The last 2 years, we have pasted one-time money on it to make it balance. And I think we either need to look hard at cutting services or increasing revenue. We need to be realistic about what we're doing. Many of the departments, all of the departments, the outside of the departments, the sheriff, the state's attorney, Carroll County Schools, Carroll County Library, they're all great, great programs. And I value quality of life in Carroll County, so I'm not sure. I feel like we want to cut services. We can always trim something, but I think with the advent of EMS and other things growing, and of course the inflation that all of you deal with all the time, we deal with too. Gas costs more for us. Other supplies cost more for us. It's amazing with vehicles what they've gone up to, and you can't get them quickly. Solar on ag is settled for Carroll County, but the state can overrule us. So far, they've allowed 84 of the 84 projects in Maryland requested for community solar. They have 6 to 8 of ours currently. There should be hearings happening in September through November, and we'll keep you up to date. We're continuing with ag preservation. We're above the 80,000 acres of our 100,000 goal. And we're on our way. This last budget process, again, money was tight. We did not fund them as much as we did last year, and I think it's causing some issues. I think we need to look hard at, do we switch some money to them now, and how we do our next year's budget for them to make sure that we keep that program going. And as we get closer to the 100,000, there's harder to get all of the acreage, but also the value of land is going up, and so it takes more money to buy less acres. I try to update you each time I do this on the state highway. Again, I think we have a great relationship with District 7. The bridge replacements on 91 are getting closer to completion. Detours are convoluted, and anytime you detour people onto roads they're not as familiar with and familiar with the speed limits, it's options and actions and can be dangerous. We've worked with Baltimore County and the state highway on keeping those detours as safe as possible. Route 30, the state highway has a highway maintenance contract. And District 7 has them for each county, Howard County, Carroll County, and Frederick County. The work that's going on Route 30 in Manchester and Hampstead between Lineborough Road and Basler Road, and there is work at 140 between Sandy Mountain and Bethel Roads, all part of that project. The work in Manchester particularly is substandard. I've said overall it's an embarrassment to the industry. The state's last words on this, based on citizen input, project is substantially complete. However, there are sections of roadway where work does not meet state highway standards. and will be redone by the contractor. I think some of that repair, replacement of work done is already happened. EMS, I like to mention it each month. We've gotten a great start on hiring. There are still at least three fire stations that don't have the county employees yet. It's hard to find the number we need. We did budget that the volunteers still have funds to pay for their employees, but I know a lot of them would like to get out of the HR business and have county employees there. County-owned buildings and properties, always a concern. Like the school system, we have a number of buildings and we have a number of properties. There's maintenance, updating, roof replacements, HVAC, all needed. We're constantly looking at what county buildings and property we have. Are they all viable? Are they all being used? Are there ways to make more income with them? We've talked about timbering some of the properties. I know most of the unused properties that were farm fields, the county does put out bids to have someone farm them, which brings in some income, but also saves us the mowing. So a lot of that's going on. The state has done some grants to our area to update broadband internet service. A large part of the county has internet service, but some still do not. And it gets harder and harder to keep serving them. But some of these grants really help. There are some expansion. There are some grants that help the challenged areas where they're a long distance from the roadway and the main cable. And I'm proud to say that Quantum, a local firm out of Manchester, is a big part of what's going on with that. Again, I try to always mention Annapolis. We have a strong relationship with our delegation and other delegations, the governor, governor's staff, many of the secretaries, and I'm glad to see our commissioner form of government in Carroll County gets the proper respect in Annapolis. One of the concerns I have, I think currently the Public Service Commission has a vacancy that Governor Moore will need to report. We're trying to bend his ear, and hopefully some of you can too. It would be nice if someone gets on that is familiar and has a good understanding of the rural counties in Maryland and the agricultural areas in Maryland. Ag businesses are one of the strongest and biggest businesses in the state of Maryland, very strong in Carroll County. And it would be nice if the Public Service Commission had people that really, really understood that. We had Mako in Ocean City, met a lot of people. We met for at least a half hour, 9 or 10 secretaries, and met them and talked about issues that affect Carroll County. We met the governor for 30 minutes to talk about the transmission line that possibly could go through Carroll County that we object to. And it's always great to have an audience down there and get to meet a lot of the people. Libraries, we have the best libraries in the state. We've had some concerns about them this year. I'm sure I've mentioned that before. They did do the studies, but right now are not in favor of opening on Sundays. I strongly feel we should have a branch or two try that on Sundays. All the counties surrounding us have libraries open on Sunday. And then they also said it's not feasible to collect fines. Based on their study, based on conversations, they're probably correct. There's a law in Maryland that affects it, and it's actually gotten tougher the last couple years on the types of books checked out and all that. It's probably not feasible to do that. The library does have a fund balance issue. I think they're coming in our open session on September 19th to discuss that and resolve that. And that'll be great to have that behind us. DAF, I just want to emphasize we control the storage. And right now, all storage of DAF in Carroll County is banned. The Maryland Department of Agriculture controls placement and hauling. They've got some moratoriums in effect, and putting a hold on some. They've got a proposed law that's going through its cycle in Annapolis, and we're hoping pretty soon will be in effect and help that. It'll be interesting to see how that works out. The poultry industry in Maryland is very strong and pretty large, and they have a lot of products like the DAF that they need to dispose of. If done in the proper manner and used, it can benefit some of the farms. And I think one of the things they may have to look at is how they have a better product to put out. Right now, it's smells very bad and is not as effective as regular fertilizer. So possibly they need to work on that. I'm about running out of time, so quickly I'd like to say, in our last meeting yesterday, we talked about an MOU with Westminster. We felt we should be transparent about what was going on in that. We're going back and forth with negotiations on an MOU with water usage that would enable us to give the city of Westminster $1.5 million towards projects they're doing to help them get more water. We've already obligated another $1.5 million to that project, but costs have gone up. They've asked more, but I feel strongly we need to make sure we're getting $1.5 million in value for the taxpayers of Carroll County through that MOU. And I recognize citizens of Westminster are also citizens of Carroll County, but we've got a large part of the county that won't benefit by this water, and we want to make sure they're getting their money's worth also. Coming up, we've got some other items on the agenda. The meetings are pretty good. We'll soon be starting to talk about individual budgets and planning for next year's budget. It always seems to keep us busy. And again, I mentioned briefly the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project. PSEG is the contractor to run 70 miles of that through Carroll County. And we had a listening session. We heard you loudly. Carroll County Commissioners, since we became aware of this and got more details, we've stated that all five of us are strongly opposed to it. All of our delegation is strongly opposed to it. We've met with Governor. We've talked with staff for senators and congressmen in D.C. There's a possibility they may want us to meet. This is a project started on the federal level, and we'd love to see the state have more control of what's happening, and they're working on that. We feel like if 70 miles of transmission line come through Carroll County and we get zero service out of it, we should have some say about where it goes and how it gets built. And if we have nothing to gain from it, my humble feeling is, why don't you run it across Pennsylvania and down through one of the western counties to Northern Virginia and leave us alone? We're trying to fight it. There's a lot of community groups fighting it. We need to stay strong and keep fighting. Again, Kenny Kyler, nice talking with you, 21 months on the job, and I would love to have you call me on my cell phone or email me and let me know your opinions. Thanks a bunch. Talk to you later.